Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that y'all have made the best out of your week. Look for lessons because that's what we're all about. We're about growth. That's what this season has signified, change and evolution. So this is the last episode in season one. I hope that y'all have learned a lot about yourselves because I definitely have. This has been a year of healing, to say the absolute least. We have covered a lot in these past 4 months. So today, the question of the day will be, how much have you evolved? How much has your knowledge expanded and matured? Well, as a review, let's talk about some key points. Points that need to be prioritized always. And speaking of prioritizing, let's start with intentionality. We must remember that being intentional eliminates distractions. When we are intentional, we are clear about what we want to do. Also, it's easier for us to be positive about things because we will use intent. Being positive and intentional is under the same umbrella. And we know the importance of speaking, thinking, acting, and living positive. This is all mandatory because we know that our mental health can cause physical issues or physical health issues if we're not properly aligned. So we must be adamant about our peace, about our happiness. It doesn't matter what they said or how many times they said it. People will talk about you if you're doing good, and they will definitely talk about you if you're not. So don't get caught up on people who don't pay your bills. They will always be around. The second point is healing. We know that all wounds must heal. If you get a deep cut and don't take care of it, it won't heal. And if it's not healing, then it's not, well, it's going to get infected. And that's going to make you even sicker. So heal. We are root diggers, remember? So whatever the issue is, whatever has, you know, got you feeling off, heal yourself. And we can't heal by putting bandages on. No isolation, no overworking, no alcohol or drugs. Heal. Nurse that wound. Take the bandage off and examine that wound. As with physical wounds, the proper, most effective method should be applied. Because who wants to walk around for the rest of their lives in an arm sling or with a brace around their neck? So we must remember to always heal. The third point is law of attraction. We talked about that. Law of attraction, per Wikipedia, is positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experience into one's life. That's the importance of being positive, thinking and living with gratitude. When you are grateful for the things that's not going wrong in your life, things tend to fall into your lap. No one likes a complainer. A person who, you know, always thinks that nothing is right, or they think that, you know, they're always the victim. If they're thinking like this, then guess who will always be taken advantage of? Guess who will have a hard time seeing the good in a bad situation? So, you know, we have to be extra careful in life because law of attraction is happening with or without our consent. With that being said, it is in our best interest to do and think nothing but goodness for ourselves, because if we think otherwise, then otherwise will come to us. We are a magnet, so only what we attract will come to us, and that's on every level you could think of. And a side note, just say if you lie a lot, you know, we can't complain if someone is lying to you. We're a magnet. If you're a manipulator, we can't cry, you know, if one manipulates us. And of course, I'm not talking to y'all because y'all don't lie or manipulate. I'm just saying, don't focus too much on what you don't want to happen, you know, but instead only think and focus and speak of things that you do want to happen for you and for your life. If you are properly aligned, then it shall come to pass. And you may, you know, hear me use that word a lot, aligned. In short, it just basically means if you have your stuff together, you know, everything will fall into place. Actually, this upcoming season, I'm excited about it because we will start energy healing. You know, this will strengthen our alignment. It's extremely fascinating, and it will help answer a lot of questions that, you know, may have been with you. But moving on to point four, which is, you know, all of them are important, but this one is, you know, really high up there. Don't seek revenge. It's a setup. It's a setup. Revenge is a pure setup. I say this because you are getting in God's, you know, you're getting in his way. You are getting in his way when you get, you know, when you start to seek revenge, you're getting in his way. It's a double negative. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You are doing God's work when you interfere. Anything you can do, God can. and will do better if you let him. He won't let the guilty go unpunished. So, you know, if you seek revenge, then it's personal. That person know that it's from you. But when you let our Father handle it, then your hands are clean. And who's going to check the parent? Exactly. Another reason not to seek revenge is that it's a spiral. It's a spiral of negativity, which we try our best to stay away from. But because, you know, we are so upset about whatever that's on us, we won't let it go because of pride. And now we are doing God's job because we are impulsive. Because we are moving fast and we, you know, just wanting to react. Listen, look at me, listen. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you anyhow. I'm talking to the person that's behind you. But it's a negative spiral that we can never afford to be in. And to the last and the most in-depth, you know, point. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? I will say that my purpose is to help. I've always loved to help. I love to help to this day. I used to, you know, help family. Well, my grandma just like prepare. She's cooking Sunday dinner or the Sunday meal on Saturday night. So I'm up in the kitchen with her, helping her, you know, always. I was voted the most dependable in the sixth grade, which at the time it was the lamest award ever, so I thought. But as an adult, I tend to laugh. They knew that, you know, y'all was gonna be able to depend on me, so that's why they gave it to me. A quick story time before we go. God, he told Moses to go to Canaan and scope it out. You know, he had already told Moses that this was gonna be their land, but he told them to send spies. You know, send some spies, check it out, see how many people there. See the quality of the land. So that's what he did. He sent 12. Now, you know, out of these 12 men, 2 out of the 12 came back and said, yes, we can do this. We can overtake the land. We got this. But the 10 was like, no, it's too many of them. They are bigger. They are stronger than us. And they spooked the people so bad that they started questioning Moses. They wanted to kill the 2 spies for even suggesting that they were strong enough to take the land. How dare you say that I'm strong? They wanted to kill. They stoned them. They wanted to kill them too. But needless to say, the Israelites never entered into the promised land due to fear. Only the 2 that, you know, actually believed God's favor entered in and got a chance to see it. The moral of the story is that it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. We will always have a secret weapon, our Father. If he says that it is so, then so shall it be done. Don't let fear talk you out of anything. That's of negative energy. Our Father did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and of a sound mind. And why is your mind listed amongst these good things? Because your mind is good and it's extremely important. Everything that you have ever wanted starts as a thought first in your mind. Always think of good. Always think of the good that you want in your life and for your life. Dwell on it. Dwell on it. Yearn for it. Manifest it daily. We have to speak on these things. I'm telling y'all, just I think the episode before, I manifested these things, me not working in October 4th. I said October. You have to believe. No backup plans. That's a setup. When you make a backup plan, that's putting doubt in your mind that you can't do what you're setting out to do. No backup plans. You set something and you stick with it. Stand on it, but dwell on it. Yearn on it. Manifest it daily. And it will grow. And it will grow and it will grow as our relationship with our Father is doing. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. We thank you for everything we have in our lives. And we thank you for what's yet to come. We thank you for protecting us of the things seen and unseen. And we thank you for strengthening our minds. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around us, our families, and our energy. We ask that you continue to strip us of the things that are unlike you and that's no good for us. We ask that we not only hear good, but we do good. Elevate us, Lord. Elevate, promote us. Promote our love. Promote our income, peace, strength, comfort. Elevate it all in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you in advance. Amen. Good people. Shout out to us for making it through season 1. Congratulations, my friend. I hope that you have learned something. I really hope that you are applying it to your life. And this is all This is all for the betterment of us. I learned so much about ourselves. I learned so much about myself, about others, and just life. And as I learned it, you know, it's so much more for us to explore. My level of gratitude for y'all is unexplainable. The love that I have for y'all is unmeasurable. I have truly enjoyed growing with you. So far as, you know, going into next season, we are going to start peeling back more layers. We will keep, of course, with the mental, but adding a little sprinkles of energy healing and numerology and astrology and holistic living, just of course, but this is all still prioritizing you and what's best for you. I will be recording visually, not just audio, and I have finally committed to it. So there, all right, cat's out the bag, this is it, I've said it, it's done. But I've been, you know, dodging that, but God told me that it's time, so I'm going to go ahead with my intuition, with God, listening, being obedient. And we're going to start doing this visually, kicking off season 2. All right, good people. I know for a fact that I have held you long enough. Probably one of my longest episodes. But just love y'all so much. I will be gone for a few weeks, but I will be back before the end of November. Surely I'll be back before the end of November. Homework that y'all thought that, oh, the season's ending. Now, listen, this is a lifestyle. This is going to become a lifestyle. We have to be intentional. We have to, you know, just think positive and be intentional with it. We have to continue to heal, continue to rip off those bandages and heal the proper way, not with, you know, other things that will just kind of close it up until. Law of attraction. We must remember to, you know, dwell on what we want. We will attract it, good or bad, you know, but we have to dwell on the good of the things that we want. Of course, we're a magnet. If y'all hear my cat, I'm trying to keep him out and he is at the door. Okay, all right, I'm whining it. Don't seek revenge. Our Father won't let the guilty go unpunished. Remember that. Don't spiral out. Don't seek revenge, because it's a spiral of negativity that you will chase. And it's just no good for us. And lastly, think on your purpose. Why are you still here? All these people, you know, that passed on, why are you still here? What makes your soul smile? What do you want to experience in this lifetime? Questions is homework until we come back, you know, in a few weeks. But just don't forget how strong you are. Don't forget how strong you are. You got this. Good people, love y'all lots. Be great. And remember that, hey, it's gonna be all right. Until next time, family.